Sit your asses down, children's. Uncle Silky got a tale for y'all. I'm gonna take your asses to a time back in the day when Silky saved a whole mess of white people crack asses and mom poking his knees in the hood. Now this is a story about the days when people was all scared of terrorists and shit blowing American shit up, cause we was the Gray Satan and they was some whack ass rabs, kinda like how it is today. Silky was making all his women's work extra hard because gas was so expensive, kind of like it is today. And he had to keep his fat ride fueled. Well, one of his bitches was holding out on his ass, and Silky don't cotton to that shit. So Silky asked that bitch to give him his money. Bitch was like, "I ain't got your money, Silky." And Silky was like, "Bitch, don't even make me ask your ass where my money at, cause I know you got shit stowed up in your cooch. Now come on, I'm gonna tell you one more time to give me my money." But Silky smacked that bitch hard across her face. Silky come back at that bitch with his backhand like he was John Mac and Cheese. Not like you kids know who that guy was, cause 10 of the sisters anyway. Unless you count them fine William sisters. Man, I could make fat bank off they ass. But Uncle Silky digressing. Shit. Anyhow, Silky catch that bitch on the mouth with one of his rings and knock one of her teeth straight out her mouth into the stratosphere. So now she knew Silky wasn't playing around giving her love taps and shit. So she reached in the cruise and pulled out big fat water, kiss ass for Silky. And now she ain't got no teeth neither left in her head, so she can make mad flow giving head. It was like a win-win situation. Now, what Silky didn't know, that of course, being our hero, yours truly, except only not yours truly, but myself back in the day, cause now I know what happened, was that this bitch tooth up in the stratosphere was on a collision course with a Pan Am jet. Now I know y'all children ain't know what a Pan Am is, cause it's before your time. But man, a story Uncle Silky could tell your ass and shit your one time. Silky joined the Mile High Club with one of them Pan Am stewardesses in. But shit, y'all kids ain't even know what a stewardess is. What with all this PC shit having to call them flight attendants. Anyway, so like that bitch tooth up in the air and they go right through the window of that plane. Right up in the pilot's eyes and through his brain and kid his ass. So like all them rich cracker mofos was like, "Oh blast! Our plane is going down like a tide hooker," and dropping their martinis and daiquiris and shit. And y'all probably asking yourselves, what's that got to do with Uncle Silky, right? Cause normally Silky ain't care shit when crackers is dying, unless they in a motel room with one of his hoes and he got to bribe some cops, right? But it turned out that this plane was headed straight for the terminal where Silky grandma lived. And Silky ain't play that shit. Whole mess of honkers crashing and his grandma killing her. So Silky got up on the roof of the building across the street to meet that plane and have himself some words with it. Sure enough, that plane comes screaming down out the sky making for the building where his grandma lived. Silky ain't care that plane gonna clip the roof he on and take him with it. Silky stand his ground like the true pimp he is. And when that plane come at him, he just reach out and slap his ass, whack, like it was a sucker hoe. Bitch ass plane being back in the sky and flying straight real fast, pilot or no pilot. And that's how Silky done saved the day for white people and black people all together in the projects. And that's all true, word is bond. What, you kids ain't believe Uncle Silky? Get off my porch then, motherfuckers. Don't make Uncle Silky lock and load on your asses. That's right, get fucking ingrate, kids. I'm gonna check on my stable.